Welcome to episode 27 of the Brown Bag Podcast.
I'm Rose Gransvik.
Present.
All right, now we can talk normal. Okay, so what has you dressed like this and coming in today, Santa?
Oh, you know, today's a great day for the kids.
Yes, it is, it is.
Brown Bag emailed me. Uh-huh. Miss Santa told me I should come.
Miss Santa.
So I'm here.
Mrs. Claus.
How many Aidens are on the naughty list, Santa?
Too many to count. Support all my children. Mm. And they might not get a good gift, but they will get a gift. Mm.
What about the ones with silver teeth?
Those don't get a gift.
Do Edgar still count as kids?
From the age of 12 and down, yes. Mm. Age of 13 and up, stupid haircuts.
Wait, what do Edgar's ask for Christmas?
Pomade.
MCM backpacks.
Yeah. When is the real day someone should celebrate Christmas? Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, Santa?
Depends on the color of your skin.
Oh. Is there anything that you would like to share with the world, Santa?
Is there any question you guys have for Santa?
Sure.
Yeah. What's the best Christmas meal that you've had? Mm.
Something that people call pozole.
Mm. So we should leave that instead of cookies.
Yeah, cookies for White Santa.
Oh, how do you make your reindeers fly?
Petticoat.
Is that what saca la bolsita means to Santa?
Yeah, but mine isn't a bolsita.
It's a bolsota. How do you get around the whole world in one night?
Perico.
Oh, my God. Santa. For all the little kids that are watching last episode, they thought you didn't exist, but we have you here to show that you do exist.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yes.
What's your mom is. Just kidding.
Is there a city that's your favorite to go visit?
Dai.
Why?
Because I'm there for a fun time, not a long time.
Is Jenny 6ix9ine on the naughty or nice list?
On the nice list.
She's on the nice list. You liked her song?
Yeah, I sang it when I was flying over Riverside.
Is OGZ on the naughty or the nice list?
Him? On the nice list. His haircut? On the naughty
list. Oh, my gosh. Mario Lopez on the naughty or the nice list?
Mm. I already reposted you guys.
Yes, you did. That was love. That was love.
Shout out to him.
Nice list.
Okay.
Oscar de la Hoya. Naughty or nice list?
Perico list.
Did he steal from your reindeer?
He actually comes visit them all the time.
I wonder why.
Spends a lot of time alone.
Lots of snow.
Santa, what is Christmas all about? Is it about you or is it about Jesus?
It's about the kids.
It's about the kids.
And pozole.
And pozole.
And tamales.
And tamales.
And for my white fellows, cookies and milk.
Cookies and milk.
I'll see you guys on midnight on the 24th.
Yes. Will you be dancing with us? Partying up?
Yeah. Make sure you have some Casa Freaky for me.
Casa Freaky. Thank you, Santa.
Welcome.
Okay. Where's Duno?
I'm back.
Okay.
Yeah. I was so itchy.
Oh, you did so great.
I'm a great actor, huh?
You're really great.
That was fun.
You're really great.
We should make a Mexican Christmas movie.
You literally said the IE was your favorite place to... To fly over. Keep it on, though.
I'm going to keep it on, but yeah. I want my hat.
Oh, I love it. Well, welcome to episode 27.
This is going to be part of the episode? Then this clip's going to be fun to make, huh?
We should have disclosed 5 minutes ago before you took off his stuff for your kids not to watch anymore.
Oh, yeah.
But just FYI, like, kids, this is a joke, but he's just representing the real Santa. For everyone whose kids watched or listened to the episode, last episode, and we didn't do a spoiler alert, we apologize.
Yeah. But, you know, life is tough.
Imagine that's how you
might as well just get to know now.
Imagine that's how they find out. Like, later when they're adults. Like, how did you find out? I'm not even going to say it.
That's a good story.
Well, it's because I was watching Brown Bag.
That's a good story.
That's marketing in the future, too.
Yeah.
How did you tell Little Vic?
I haven't told him anything.
Oh, shit.
We're going to move on. Merry Christmas. This is actually part of the Edgar Report. you see the video of all the Edgars going to see Santa at the
mall? Yeah, that was awesome. I think it was Stonewood Mall.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm just making
You
that
could
up.
Tell the mall by the by how.
No, I just made that up because that's where the Edgars kick it a lot. But
the Edgars kick it in Stonewood.
Facts. Yeah, no, that was dope. That was it was like a lot of people, everybody sends me like Edgar content all week, you know?
Wow.
So they sent me that and I was just like, this is very wholesome.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like,
it was nice.
Nothing negative about it. Nothing negative. It was just, they're happy. They're all in their pajamas. They're right. going to see Santa and taking like funny pictures. Right. It was cool.
I like that. They were like wepaing all the way to Santa. Mm-hmm. They were doing the little wepa dance.
Yeah.
What's the wepa dance?
The whole little, the cumbia little shit.
Show me, please.
If I don't know how to do it.
Does anyone
Can
know
you guys show her the wepa? Just look up wepa. It's a little thing. Oh, yeah, that's a wepa. They're doing that.
That's so awesome.
Wow, can we do the wepa?
No.
Let's insert that.
It's kind of like sea walking.
It's the cumbias, bailan, and the quinceañera thing. It's very similar.
But kids get all creative.
Yeah.
It's like sea walking, jerking, and... Cumbiaing.
Mm-hmm. Look, that probably also an
and
indigenous
that's b-boying.
Dance. That's probably also an indigenous dance from back in the day. It's been repurposed.
So they were doing that. Oh, that's cool. I didn't know the Edgars have a dance.
Yeah, it's called the Wep. No,
that's Edgar News.
That's Edgar News, yeah. Shout out the Wep. I wish I could do it.
Yeah.
I wish I knew too. Oh, so.
Do any Edgars, like real life Edgars, like real mm-hmm. Edgars, like they're proud of it?
Like Maximo?
Oh no! Like not yeah. here. Watch this. We would like to have an Edgar on here.
Oh yeah.
And them teach us the weapon.
Can we have the one that's part of your family? Oh, you don't fuck with bro, huh? Oh,
yeah. Why did you do that?
He's the one that said his cousin got pregnant by a wild Edgar on live. To your cousin, we support you.
Do we? I support Vic.
No, my cousin.
No, it's his cousin. I support his cousin.
Okay. My girl cousin.
Okay. Yeah.
Love her. Okay. Okay, so I actually, speaking of Edgars, I got like the whole backstory about Edgars because I met a beautiful, lovely lady from Dallas, Texas, right?
Mm.
And she was explaining to me like how the whole Edgar thing came about. There's like proud Edgars over there. They'll literally kind of like refer to themselves as like Edgars. Over here in LA, I noticed that like if you call somebody Edgars, kind of a diss. It's kind of a slight, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But over there, they also have a lot of truck. Like the whole thing is like, centered around their troquitas and
shit like that.
And like it all kind of just started out there and it spread out. It started in Dallas and spread out like further.
Wow.
It was pretty interesting. She was giving me the backstory about it.
Were they young or older over there?
Young. It's all just like a young thing. It's only like 2-3 years kind of like old. And then I feel like it came to Cali like what, like 2019 maybe?
You know, I think so. But you know what's crazy? That, shit, so like, shit, all the little homies to go to high school, and there's not like in my area, there's not a lot of Edgars, but I think like down the area and like Southgate and like the IE and like deeper, they have like more shit, like more, the price is a little more activated. It's where they have a lot of the Edgars that come, but where I grew up, like a lot of the homies that I like still live on the block and I'll see them coming from school, like and they're like in bigger groups. I'm like, I didn't see one Edgar.
Maybe they'd be clowned where you're from, too.
No, where I'm from is, like, very, like, I'm wearing my socks to my knees and...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sock check.
Yes.
Sock checks going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Shout out to the Edgars.
Shout out to Edgars.
And shout out to you for being wholesome and going to see Santa.
Yeah.
Do you remember seeing Santa?
I don't remember. You know who used to bring me gifts? Santa? The firefighters. Santa never...
Shout out to the firefighters.
Shout out to the firefighters. I think to this day they do. Shout out to Grove. The Grove used to give out crazy gifts.
The Grove?
The Grove used to do like this gift thing, and they used to like just bring gifts for the kids.
That's dope.
How about you? Have you ever been to see Santa?
I'm sure I have. I can't recall any memories, like memorable memories myself. But I also didn't like really believe in Bro that long. You know what I'm saying? So, but I take my son, you know, every chance I can. But also, he's kind of like, I don't really want to see him. Like, does he have gifts for me? Like, he's not, you know, like, my son's very, like, matter of fact.
Right.
He's like, yeah, we're going to see him, and then what?
And they're like, phew, Santa.
Yeah. He's like, let's just go to Barnes & Noble. You could just buy me whatever I want over here. And I'm just like.
You know what's crazy? Like, you're not like that. So he's very like his mom. Like, they're very straightforward. Like, we could do this, but I really don't want to do it.
He's, everything is just like, I don't want to do it. And I'm like, you don't run your life. Like, I am in charge of you.
I say we're going, so we're going. Yeah.
And he's like, and I'm like, no, there's no, like,
and then
you stay.
And then you're like, fine.
No.
Or you make him go.
Yeah.
It's weird seeing you guys be parents sometimes. Because I've seen, like, Fakasa Freaky Vic, you know what I mean? And I've seen, like, Letty Junk. Obviously, the world has seen Letty Junk. And you guys gotta understand when Dom, like, for even Maximo. Maximo's, like, the most laid-back person. Like, we talk about his younger days and graffiti and shit. And then when he's, like, a dad, he's like, you can't do this.
I get what you mean, like, the
Max, please stop.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, shit, I'm not talking to my, right now he's Edgar. And then Letty, when she, like, sits there and talks, this is why we're not gonna do this.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, let me go this way. And then Vic's like, no, go play.
And you as
we're
a dad?
About to leave.
And you as a dad?
I'm not a dad yet.
No, so. But how do you feel like you're going to be?
I think I'm going to be pretty. But obviously, I think I'm like very like, yeah, fool. I run your, this is this.
No, you're
until
not.
You're 18.
But what do you want, baby? Okay, baby.
No, that's not the way it's going to happen.
If you're a Pisces, for sure.
You're going to have a girl for sure. Yeah. Your girl's going to run your life for sure.
She's gonna run it, but she's not gonna,
like,
own it.
Little, like, come on, Dad. Come on, Dad.
If she asks
you
for anything, you're gonna.
I'm gonna be like, damn, I want you to love me a little less. I'll be there once a week, so we're not that close. I'm just kidding. No, but you know what I mean? Like it's dope. I think it's dope. But it's like very different. Like, you could tell, like, Maximo, when he talks to his daughter, it's a different type of demeanor. It's like, it's more like, it's like homie homegirl, but she's still her dad. I think that's dope. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? But even with you and Jorjito, like, you and Jorjito are like, you guys get along really cool. But he also knows when you're the parent.
Yeah, Jorjito's little man.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's like that with little Vic, where, like, sometimes I see them laughing together like they're homies, but then when he used to go on dad mode, he goes on dad mode. I think that's dope. But it is kind of weird seeing you guys be, like...
I get what you mean, because you see, like... I mean, it's just that we're all, you know, obviously, like, multidimensional. So we have this side of us and then that side
exactly.
of us.
Exactly.
But you see the other side of us mostly the other time, and you're like, how's that the same person?
Yeah.
but, like... All our parents are like that, bro. You know, like, especially, like, getting older, like, I'll be chilling with my parents, my mom and my dad, and I'm just like, you guys are gross. Like, the jokes you guys are making, like, very inappropriate. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to find my Santa photos for you guys.
You have Santa photos?
Yeah. Then my mom used to dress me and my sister in the same thing.
Oh.
You guys don't have siblings that you're that close to?
Mm-mm.
That you get dressed the same?
Nope.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the only boy and they're girls. So
they could dress a guy and a girl the same.
No, but they're like way older.
Didn't
than
you
me,
like wearing dresses?
What happened?
You liked wearing dresses.
Did I like wearing dresses?
Yeah, remember?
I never said I like wearing dresses.
Oh, you love wearing dresses.
No, yeah, and then plus my sister's older than me, so they like ruined everything for me. Like, yeah, Santa's not real. Full mom's gonna get it. I'm like, oh shit. I was like, fuck. My sisters were very like bold. They didn't give a fuck. Like, they used to just ruin shit.
Your mom didn't match your sisters. Like, make them match?
No, because they're all older than each other by a couple years. Mm. So it's like, one's already over by the time the other one's ready to do whatever, like, it is, whether it's, and shit like that. Are you still looking for your son?
Yeah, I'm looking for mine when I was little. I know my sister would have posted.
You think little Vic already knows that he's not real? He just wants to use it as an excuse to get an extra gift, maybe?
He's like that. He would. That's something he would do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely something he would do. He'd be like, all right, yeah, I got your gift. Now I just need Santa's, and then we're good. And I'm like, what do you mean?
Damn, I can't find it.
I know, you're kind of running the pod.
I'm so sorry.
Can you see what I'm doing?
You're probably flipping me off. Women can do multiple things at once.
Well, let's talk about your fit. I like it. It's all matching. It's I'm not sure who Noel is, but it's pretty fly. And then you got the matching socks.
You
want
to talk about my fit?
What?
Is it your hood day or something?
I like your fit, Vic.
You like it?
I like it too.
I never wore orange. Care.
So does Herbert Hoover.
It's not his name.
Today's like warm day too. Like everybody had like, everybody except, oh yeah, everybody. On skinny ass food, wear jeans, everything.
You know, obviously, I don't know, the podcast probably doesn't know Miguel, but people Miguel? That travel in jeans, yeah, Miguel, our photographer.
Oh, I thought like Miguel, like.
No, not him.
Let my love adorn you.
I always clown Miguel for wearing jeans on flights.
Dude, I don't understand why people fly with jeans on.
That's so gross.
Like, fool, like, put some, like, be comfortable. Yeah. Like, bro, when I, bro, like, fool, I hate when girls do this, by the way. Whoa. This is my biggest pet peeve. Okay. Like, airport fit.
That's your biggest pet peeve?
For you to go sit down. Nobody's paying attention girls to your fit while you're going to TSA.
Girls haven't even traveled in forever.
You know what's my pet peeve? How every girl's going on a journey. Always. Oh, that is follow me through my journey.
I know.
Shut the fuck up.
You got flown out.
It's everything's fuck. A journey. Like, you do 3 squats, follow me on my journey. Like,
dude, your fitness journey.
My fitness, not a fitness journey. Bro, you know what squats. I hate too? Like,
and I'm going to say it.
Only girls do that?
I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it.
They
and
do
I'll put,
it the most. Like,
I'm going to say it. I'm going to put in the bra. And I'll put money on the bra bag. Where's the ball?
Oh, hold on. Hold on.
I'm not going to say no wild shit.
Okay.
But I'm going to say the word.
Just, I'll punch you.
But I'm going to say the word bitches.
Okay. That's one.
I hate when bitches go read books at the fucking, at the beach and swear to God their life changed.
$2. You said you're going to put money.
It's in my other pants. It's over there. Pass my wallet, please. Like, why? The beach. Bitch, you could have done it at home. The light oh. She wanted to go to the beach. And oh. Swear to God.
Oh, my God.
Look.
Hey, real quick, real
no,
quick.
No, let me have an answer.
Was it $3?
Yes, it's $3.
Okay. I have more, so man, you know I'm put everything.
I get why a young lady would do that.
Why? Okay, tell me.
Because it's nature. You're closer to nature.
You I never seen you pull no nature shit.
Yeah, but I'm not saying me.
Oh.
Are you talking about me?
No, I'm not
I've
about
never
you.
Done that.
No. I'm not talking about you.
I use audiobooks, first of all. So I would not post
do
an
you really?
Audiobook. Yeah.
That's fire.
I have a little library in my phone.
Enemy hand.
Excuse my enemy hand. But yeah, you're closer to nature, you're closer to God, it's serene, you have your time to yourself, and you're reading a book. No distractions. Mm. It's nice. What do you do when you go to the beach?
I go over there and play football with the homies and drown the homies in the water.
And you don't feel closer to God when you do that?
No, I fucking have fun and enjoy.
He's saying like that they like swear that like just changed,
that changed their life.
Yeah, I fucking like, for you were just at the club last night getting drunk with me. Hey, did you ever think about this too?
I'm with you. I get it.
Now, did you ever think about this too?
That's why I've never done it. I'm so glad.
Like you know how girls have this thing where they go like at peace when they just lay down in the tub and show their feet outside the bubbles? And I'm like, dude, your phone's going to get ruined. The speaker's not going to work after. It's just a little shit. Like, yeah. Shit be blowing my mind, honestly.
If your girl gets you a cologne for Christmas, and it smells super bomb. Do you get mad?
No.
Okay.
Why would I get mad?
Oh, because what if her ex-boyfriend
like,
put
how does she know how that smells? Like,
what about her dad?
Yeah. She wants you to smell like her dad? Like, if my guy got me a perfume, I'm like, who smells like this?
Why does your mind go to that, though?
Because I'm a woman. No, it's because I'm Leti. It's totally a Leti thing.
You know what happened to me one
no
time?
No one else thinks like I do.
One time, a girl bought me a cologne that I already had, that some other girl had already bought me.
Damn.
And it was funny because I was like, oh, my God. Like,
give me
of
a
saying,
hint and what? Let me see if I can guess the cologne.
Okay.
You're crazy, by the way.
No, because guys only have, like, the few colognes that a girl would buy them.
Well, how would I give you a hint?
Give me a hint.
Like, it smells kind of sweet.
Smells kind of sweet.
Yeah. Like, it's not too musky. Okay.
Is it Agua de Gio?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No. I'm not dating cholas.
Yeah. I don't know. Curve would be cholas.
Yeah.
Curve would be cholas. Was it Curve?
No.
Okay. Platinum Chanel?
No.
Shout out to Dom Kennedy. That was a Dom Kennedy song. Platinum Chanel.
Tremendous. The first cologne I ever spent money on, I was like, damn. She's a lot of money.
I don't think I've ever bought my own cologne.
Did you guys ever get the fake cologne at the 99? Or like
the that Michael cologne. Jordan cologne?
There was a cool water. No, there was like a cool water kind of cologne.
I saw it lasted 10 minutes.
Yeah, it literally just went away right away.
But it was like a color blue. Like it was like, oh shit, this is it.
That fucking Michael Jordan cologne was killer. Yeah. The Adidas Sport cologne.
So what cologne was it?
Trash. Oh, it was Givenchy.
Oh, and, I would call it Givenchy.
Whatever, me too.
Whatever it's called.
No, I know.
But it was just funny because I got it, and then I was like, she's like, oh, my God, you like it? And I was just like,
You said like the other girl got it for me?
No. I was just like, I just had to like sit there and act like I'd never seen it before. I'm like, oh my God, let me see how this smells. Like, da-da-da. I'm like, wow. Yeah, I'm like, oh, it smells so good. And then I'm like, oh yeah, let me go put it on. And then like, it was just funny. I'm like, I already had one. I had to hide the other one I already had. And I put it in my
dresser. I on purpose will not wear the Chanel one, like Coco Chanel or something. Cause I low-key feel like Jorge must have dated a girl that smelled like this before. So I'm not going to remind him of her. Because, you know, sometimes you smell things.
And it gives you the memories. The biggest memory thing.
Yeah, it like brings you back to someone else. Yeah. So I am not doing that. I'm not giving you memories. I'm going to go find a random ass unique perfume. What, fools? Michael what?
Jordan you collect. Toxic as hell.
Yeah, you're crazy. Yeah.
Or I'm smart.
No, that is why. For you think Jorge, yes. after two kids and, yes. and yes, being married, yes, he goes yes. like... my ex.
No, but smell. No. All right. I get what you're saying. Smells trigger.
What is bacon? What is like the smells bacon? And you're not going to cook bacon?
I already don't cook bacon.
But like, I thought about that already.
Tacos. Right, well, yeah, I'm the only toxic person in this whole room. I have no toxicity.
Okay, actually,
here.
I want to talk about
no
that.
No toxicity that's not here. True.
What's like, what's the most toxic shit you've done during the holidays?
Clearly that.
You just don't put it on?
So let's say no, I just don't. I just choose not to wear it. I know too many girls that like wear it, or like too many guys that talk about girls wearing it. That I'm like, this is already a thing with some of them.
All right, so can I give you a scenario? Yes. Let's say you have no lemon. I mean, you have no lemon. You have no deodorant. Nothing.
No lemon.
You guys never done that before? Let me put you guys on.
Oh, he gave the answer. Hold on.
What? You never been broke before, fool?
Hold on. What do you do when you're
broke? The homie don't understand. It's okay.
I don't know. If I'm broke, I'm going to use my lemon for my cup of noodles. I'm not going to use it on
for deodorant, yeah, because it takes your smell away.
I'm just going to be smelly.
No, it's a thing. I'm with you.
No, yeah.
I know it's a thing for the elbows.
What? So what do you do?
Elbows are dark and shit.
Oh, I thought it was because I think it kills like the sense of smell. Yeah. But I was saying, so let's say you have no deodorant. Like, the other option is put lemon so you don't smell. And then is what's the thing, the Chanel?
Oh yeah, the Chanel.
Okay, are you wearing it or no?
No, because I'm literally. You guys don't know me clearly. I've gone without deodorant. I recently started using deodorant because I saw this thing, and it's gonna sound weird, and I don't care if you judge me, but Cameron, I'm married already. I have kids already. Que me vale. Cameron Diaz, or one of these white bitches, was having an interview.
Come back.
Yes.
And Cameron Diaz is Latina, for the record.
There can be white Latinas. There's Afro Latinos. She's
like Cuban or something.
Thank you, Papacito. All
Did
right.
she go to high school with Snoop Dogg?
There's my $1.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
Was talking about how she doesn't wear deodorant, and she's like, it's actually deodorant that makes you smell because you get so used to the deodorant that when you don't have it, you're like, oh my God, the BO smells really bad. So then you need one to cover the other, but one kind of creates the other, which is, I don't know.
That sounds like some shit Janaeco would say.
Yeah. I've been around you guys this whole time since the summer.
Yeah, you don't smell. Yeah. You don't smell. Yeah.
Fuck on me, dog.
Fuck on me, dog.
I respect it.
Yeah. Well, how about you? You had the either choice to cut your nostrils off so you don't smell, or wear your girl's ex's cologne.
Oh, I'm wearing my girl's ex's cologne.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she's going to think about him.
You're probably already wearing it. You don't even know. Facts.
Which curve do you like? Oh, Fahrenheit? Remember Fahrenheit? I used to love how guys smelled in Fahrenheit.
That sounds familiar.
No, nobody?
Eladie, did he ever date a cholo?
Yes.
Oh, just
not proud of it. But shout out to Cholos. But mine was a piece of shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did he dedicate you like Lost in Love by MC Magic? Cholo?
Who didn't?
Oh, you did get that song dedicated
but
to you?
Cholos aren't the only ones that dedicate that.
Somebody
did Have you it? Ever dedicated Lost in Love?
I dedicated Pretty Girls, not Lost in Love though.
What about you, Vic? Lost in Love is a dedication song.
Pretty Girl for sure.
Yeah. Wanna get lost in love with
you. Oh yeah, that one's deep.
Yeah, that one's like,
yeah.
Damn, you like ran away and now you're staying with me.
I like
Daddy, I'm in love with the thug. Daddy,
those videos are always so extra. Like she's at a hotel with her total boyfriend.
I know, you know,
and the dad comes and saves her.
You ain't gotta think too much. I'm gonna look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna fuck. And you ain't gotta come here, boo. Just as soon as
you guys need to get a crack into that song.
That's the shit. No, wait, can you shit too? That's so hide and go seek in the dark right there.
So fly right there. So fly, so cool.
Another song.
Baby girl, can I talk to you?
Oh my God, I'm sorry. Give me so fly for one night. Let me know if you're down to ride. So fly, so
cool. Hey, real quick. What's like the one song that you guys remember you guys had a crazy night in high school with? Like, what's the one song that when you hear it, it's like, damn, I remember that night in high school.
For me, it was like right after high school. What's that shit? The Kid Cudi song. The one that's like EDM?
Pursuit of Happiness.
Pursuit of Happiness?
Yeah.
Oh, favorite memories. Nah. Memories. Yeah, that. Oh, memories. Oh, yeah, those memories. Yeah. Oh, shit. Hey. Dun, 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 dun. Like, that one, just like, you know, just ecstasy and just like, oh, wow. Oh, my God. Like, look at the lights. Like, it's crazy. That was like a little bit after, like, right after, like a week after high school finished.
Damn.
What about you?
Baby Bash, Sugar Sugar.
Damn. Mm-hmm. You had a freaky night.
That's awesome.
I used to go to night school. I don't know why. I was really smart. I like to go to night school.
But you were like for extra credits?
Yeah, for extra credits. But then all the bad people were. Oh. And I like them bad. I was a nerd. Remember we just talked about last episode? Fucking dweeb.
Yeah. Wait, so you were the dweeb that
out there? That went to like, night school, but I was a cute little dweeb.
My homework, fool. Yeah.
Actually,
tell us the story. Yes. I
had a dude that I thought was my boyfriend. Damn, now, oh my gosh.
You're such a fucking dweeb.
Oh my gosh.
What?
This is a safe place. I really loved him. I really loved him. No,
it's
not.
It's a safe place. Still cameras recording?
Safe place, safe place.
No, I really loved him. And he cheated on me. What? And then he asked me, can you still do my homework? And I did.
Oh, dweeb.
Because I liked him a lot.
Fucking loser.
Why'd you do that?
Oh, fuck.
You should have gave him all the wrong answers.
I like doing math. Like, I really like doing math.
Yeah, apparently he did too.
Yeah.
Hey, he liked to add one.
I hope that you in the comments write how much they bully me because.
Hey, you know, fuck him. I have to divide this number. 42 were on his homework.
His name was Early.
Carry the one.
That was his real name.
So he turned it in with a lipstick kit.
That sucks, man.
Oh my God, you used to try to write like him so you could pretend he did it? Oh. No.
He had nice writing. I didn't have to do that.
Damn, you were a fucking dweeb. Wait.
Damn.
Was his name Early? A stupid name.
Yeah.
But his name was Early. He fucked up, though.
Like, he would have been
on,
huh? Hey,
joke's on him. He could have been a stay-at-home husband, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
All of these.
Early left too early.
Yeah, facts.
I didn't know that was really, like, how bad I've had it. Anyways, what's your song, fucker? Anyway, Sugar Sugar reminded me of him.
You know what's crazy? My song was probably, like, I think Milwaukee Bucks by Frosty. That's crazy to say that, huh?
Yeah.
We used to be at the function just going,
Milwaukee, I need my bucks.
That was wild. That was like a crazy, crazy time. And Vinny West.
Oh, bitch, I'm two player.
No, the other one.
Which one?
Oh, no. Mike Sherm, asshole.
Oh, okay.
That was like,
people love
at the function,
song.
I was like, I was getting a cracking, boy. But yes, those songs were a great time in my high school years.
You know which one just popped into my mind, too, that I have good memories of? Sexy Bitch by Akon and David Guetta. I feel like that's a forgotten song. Damn, use a sexy bitch.
Is it like LMFAO era?
Yeah, like kind of. It's like EDM type shit.
Yeah.
That was like when I was like a senior, junior.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Sugar Sugar. Damn.
That was for sure like me in middle school.
Yeah, that was like sugar. A good. Yeah. It was me in ninth grade, okay? So I was,
yeah, I was in sixth grade. Just yeah, so we're, school. Yeah, we're damn near, you know, classmates.
Yeah.
You too, bitch. What?
I didn't even say nothing. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Ew.
I didn't say nothing. That's why I already left.
Facts. Probably.
And I can't. So, like, so you guys only dated during night school?
No, we dated during
school.
So
you were
school.
His night girl?
No, stop.
He had a day girl?
Early, I know you're
early
out there.
Morning girl?
He had shifts? Hey, but what high school is this?
Hoover.
Hoover High School in Glendale. Early?
He's
class of what?
I don't remember. He was older than me.
Oh, what a dick.
Yeah. Wow. He had you early and fumbled the bag. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
You know what's fucked up, too? Because I've always wanted to be in radio. Anyone that knows me from any part of my life, so everyone I went to high school with, middle school with, and elementary school knows, like, oh, she wants to be in radio. And, like, it would happen. Like, they know where to find me.
So does Early know you're on radio now? Probably for sure, huh?
Probably for sure.
Did he tell him? Did he tell Early your dreams? Early?
Yeah.
Okay.
He knows. He knows all of that. He didn't give a fuck, but he knows all of that. Like, can we please move on? I'm so tired of this stupid ass topic. Fuck.
Oh, my God.
Damn, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, let's move on.
Drop a comment.
Yeah. What's your Christmas tradition at your house? I want to do Christmas before we get into Don't You Know I'm Local and CNR.
Okay. The Christmas tradition in my house, I don't think it's nothing too crazy, but I know, like not to put my family business out there, but I know for a long time there wasn't, like, everybody wasn't...
Cool.
No, there just wasn't really money around. Mm. So they would always do an intercambio just so everybody could at least get one gift.
Like Secret Santa.
Yeah, like, I know. That's, when I say Secret Santa, I've been thinking about it. Yeah, that's kind of weird. But yeah, we used to do an intercambio, and it was dope because you could, like, example, like, when my nephew was born, he got, like, my oldest uncle. So obviously my sister would get the gift, but it'll be dope because my nephew would give, like, my uncle something cool. I'm pretty sure it's not, like, a real crazy tradition. Oh, I mean, I think they take the bebé, el niño, they take him to the church and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, like the posada is a tradition.
I think a posada is a tradition. You guys know one time my sister and them broke the bebé? Oh. They had him, like, in the thing, and they broke him, and obviously it was an accident. So my aunt, which I love her to death, my aunt Rosa, my tia Rosa, she's, like, the super religious one. Mm-hmm. And she was like, it's okay. And everybody started crying because she's, like, telling everybody it's okay. But, you know, when you kind of feel, like, bad, like, oh, damn.
Yeah, I broke baby Jesus.
And everybody's, like, crying, laughing at the same time. And my aunt's like, God knows it was an accident. Oh, she's like, God. But that's, I think that was, sweet. Yeah. Sweet.
What about you, Vic?
We also had that tradition at my grandma's house where we carry the Niño Dios and then we say, like, a prayer and then everybody, like, kisses them in a circle and then we put it down and then we pray, like, the Rosario a few times and then we all kind of, like, give thanks for what we're thankful for that year and then we open gifts. It was, like, as a kid, it was, like, the longest process in the world. I'm like, oh, I want to open my toys. But... Now I really appreciate it because it's like a dope tradition. Everybody goes around and, like, says what they're thankful for and stuff like that, or just, like, cool. And then kind of a few years ago, I started writing everybody Christmas cards, and you guys know I'm a good writer. So, like, I would just write
things. Dude, I want to try that.
What?
Where's ours?
Oh, it's not Christmas yet.
Oh, but we're not going to see you on Christmas.
Well, he's going to email it to us.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I would do that. And then, like, I guess, like, I hit a soft spot certain times when I would write. And then, like, everybody was crying one time. Like,
oh, fuck.
Everybody was just crying. And I was just like, oh, my God, what did I do? Like, obviously, like, happy tears, you know? And then I stopped doing it for a little while because I was just like, oh, it was a little too much.
Too much writing? Or?
No, it wasn't. It was just a lot of emotion. Yeah, like, yeah. I was just like, damn, I got to top this next year. Like, damn, I don't know what I'm going to say. But, hey, yeah, we do stuff like
real that. Real quick, I want to know a quick story. Yeah. Real quick. I think it's funny.
Okay.
I asked Vic to be his intern before I popped off.
Wow.
And then he's like, I'm going to get back to you. Never got back to me.
Vic.
I have the Twitter messages too.
Can wait, I see?
On Twitter?
Let me see. What made you want to ask Vic?
Because in high school, and I'm a homie, I love writing. I love reading, like, I'm, like, a huge fan of, like, when people write stories and, like...
What?
And, like, dope LA shit. Like, bro, I read this shit. Like, bro, I be reading Vic's shit for real. No, he knows. He knows. I talked about him before. Yeah. Like, in high school, like...
Oh.
In high school, like, man, I wish I could bring up, like, my senior project. I wrote a big story about how graffiti, like, changed my life and I went deep and, like...
That's
yeah, so I think... So I asked Vic and he turned me down.
No, it wasn't that, honestly. I do remember that.
Well,
and thinking,
let me see it. I want
to
see
it. I would have to look he like, might have, might it have might have be like 3 years old.
He's got to go to Vic's page.
But I'll send a screenshot. It's nothing crazy, obviously.
But I remember him saying, like, yo, if you need anybody to write, like, let me know. I want to help.
Imagine
but,
Duno doing articles. That would be.
That's what he wanted, but I didn't amazing. See. I, like, maybe, I'm sorry if I'm wrong. But
it's glad that he turned me down. I'm so happy he did
it. No, I didn't see
because writing's a lot. He's a good writer.
I didn't see that for you. Not that you can't write, but you were already doing so many things. I'm like, dude, like, writing is fucking tedious. It's its own thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love doing it, but at the same time, like, I don't sit there and do it anymore. Like, I was just like, he's fucking, like, next insert huge entertainer's name. You know what I'm saying? I just personally, like, I talked about it with Callie. I'm like, I don't want him to be one of our, like, fucking intern writers that just, you know what I'm saying? No shade to that.
It's no, for sure. No, I'm glad he turned me down. Crazy. But I just thought it was funny.
That's crazy.
It's pretty funny.
That's crazy, huh? Yeah. That's what now we have a popping podcast, so it worked out perfect.
Facts. Isn't it crazy how we met the same day? I don't know. I always say that, but we all met the same day.
What? You met Letty.
No, you met us at the same day.
No, I met you separately.
Oh, no, yeah, but I'm saying, yeah. Actually,
you met both of us
the
same day?
I met both of you the same day, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Wow. Yeah. When I met Letty, I thought I was going to get in trouble.
Can I say my Latino?
Yeah, what's your tradition? Sorry.
Tradition? Well, my grandma used to do this, RIP, and I've been wanting to do it again. So she, the nativity scene, how do you say that in Spanish? It's leaving my brain.
What?
It's literally a word in Spanish, you guys.
Nacimiento.
Thank you, Angie. Yeah.
The one in my house is popping right now. It's
a flick. So my grandma used to get like this. I don't even know what it was, but it's like little steps and it's like made of fake grass. And she would get any little action figure she saw. Like, if we got Burger King toys, she'd be putting it. So it was like Jesus and then like all the toys you've ever like seen in your life. Cool. So they were all there for the nacimiento. And I remember her doing that. And since she's passed, no one's done that. And I've always wanted to do it again. But it needs to be her thing. Because I think she had it built. Imagine a bunch of little steps. Like a bunch of little steps and then Jesus on the bottom. And I'm like, no one makes just random little steps. Do you get what I'm saying? It's like a whole little, I don't even know what to call it, but it was really cool. So that was the thing that I missed that we should do. I'm probably going to end up doing it one day.
That's super dope.
Yeah.
My mom's like big on decorating for Christmas. Yeah. Like,
nacimientos are shit. That must be a lot. I know it's a nativity scene, whatever, but nacimientos are clutch for Latino households.
No, yeah, my mom has like the nacimientos, and around this she has like little fake cribs, and then for little casitas that the house inside lights up.
I love to look at that.
And then it looks like a little town. Bro, that's why I think like certain movies were always like, bro, like if I ever get a house, I think I was telling Letty this, like, bro, decorate your house with a bunch of things. She's like, But I'm like, bro, I've been seeing dope houses where they have like lights everywhere, and
you
I think it's dope.
You were telling me that?
Yeah, I told you. I was like, why do you have a bunch of lights? You're like, eh.
Why don't I?
Yeah.
Oh, I would like lights. But I think we just missed the point now. And then now everyone's doing the
super extra shit?
No, it's like you just put something in your grass and it shoots up the, like a projector.
The lights, yeah.
Oh.
So you don't really have to do much. And so that's what like Jorge got. He got like something you just stick in the grass and it just projects snowflakes on your house. Like instead of actually getting lights. So, but it takes away from it.
Yeah, I feel like people are lazy to put them up and take them down.
Yeah.
That is a lot of work, though, huh?
Yeah. Whenever my dad does it, I'm just like, I'm busy.
Do you guys think it's bad luck to leave your tree up? Is that really a thing?
I feel like we need a shot.
Okay.
Because I feel very bored. And I'm on the
phone. I think it's because I got food coma.
Yeah.
And Santa Claus took all our energy.
Take a break.
And clearly everyone loves Turn Letty, so.
Oh, shit. We're back.
You know what's funny? Because on YouTube, Jose, incredible editor, incredible job. I love my Jose. He puts in like a we'll be back shortly, and it's like music. But on audio, I feel like they just start hearing music out of nowhere. Yeah. So just if you're hearing this on audio, just know the music means we took a break, and maybe you should just watch the YouTube. But it's fine, sir. We love you all.
Real quick, what are some we're talking about context, like.
Were we?
No. Oh. Me and you, like, the homies were calling me, and they're like, then we have different, like, random contact name for everybody. What do you have me and Vic under?
Same. Vic Rosecrans. I don't know why it's flipped. And Duno.
Okay.
What do you have me under?
Letty with two question marks. I mean, exclamation marks.
Like Letty?
Exclamation marks.
Letty?
And then I have Vic under Rosecrans Vic.
Yeah. Vic.
Nice. Letty Peniche.
Yeah.
Oh, it's because he's a little more formal.
I'm Letty, dude.
Yeah, but you know how many Letty's are on my phone? I was like, no, it's good. No, just Letty Peniche.
Letty smash it with a passion.
What?
No, the other Letty. Oh my God.
Wow. I was like,
I am not going to.
Bro, people are really mad at me because the dip the cookie in your coffee thing.
I was getting a bunch of screen recording. I'm like, dude, chill out.
Right.
I was literally talking about the cookie into the actual coffee.
The cock.
No.
You said it.
I said I was talking about the cookie. The
cookie. Into the actual coffee. Oh, my
God. I can't do that. I bounced. All right. Now is a way better podcast because we took two shots.
Yeah, facts.
Sorry, guys. You know, for the weather's a little gloomy. We ate great food. So we're a little like food.
Did you ever do chorus or like do the Christmas like a recital in school, in elementary school?
Yeah.
Where your parents came and then you sang like Feliz Navidad and like Frosty the Snowman and stuff? No.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. I did. You did too?
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
Okay, I went to a white school. Oh. But I'm pretty sure they did it at the ghetto school.
What white school did you go to?
Brentwood Science Magnet Elementary.
Wow.
And Brentwood.
Ooh, what okay. Christmas carol do you remember?
I sang. They were super multicultural. So they. Okay. So we did like Feliz Navidad.
Uh-huh.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, it's the same song.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Holy is it?
Yeah.
Shout out to the
Feliz
Shots.
Feliz Navidad. I want to wish you
Christmas. My God. Now we did that. And then obviously the Rudolph the Red Nose, and then I think that's pretty much it.
How does Rudolph the Red Nose Reindeer go?
I forgot.
Come on, let's do it. Let's get it.
Let me see.
They love when we sing.
No, you know what's the best? When DMX did Rudolph the Red Nose Reindeer. True.
Rudolph the Red Nose Reindeer.
Oh,
is it? Had a very shiny nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you ever saw him, you would even say.
Hello.
All of the other reindeer.
I forgot the
you
song.
You still laughing?
Call him names.
They never let poor Rudolph
play in any reindeer games.
Come on.
I forgot this.
Fill it in. Just fill it in with whatever you want. Then one foggy Christmas Eve.
He did a lot of perico.
Santa came to say. Rudolph, with your nose so bright.
You could do more perico
tonight.
All right. Well, that was our version of...
Yeah.
Frosty the Snowman.
There's a lot of perico.
Okay.
He's white.
Frosty the Snowman. Milwaukee Bucks.
Not that one. Shout out Frosty.
Said Milwaukee, I need my Bucks.
Okay, I was going crazy in the functions. Hey, do you guys know that Catholics? Damn, fool, you know what's crazy?
Damn, fool.
Hold up, trip out. Okay. I always thought it was actual burrito.
Yeah. You know there's burritos asada, burrito de sabanero, please.
He asked for that for Christmas?
To go, because I'm going to go to Belen with it.
And then the homie was like, hey, fool. No, because one of the homies, like, that don't know Spanish. He was raised by, like, Chicano parents. So he's like, so it's not a burrito, dog? Mm-hmm. He's like, no, fool. A burrito, pendejo. He's like, a burrito?
Yeah.
They were, like, having a, he's like, dick, like, a donkey. And he's like, why is a donkey so happy? And I'm like, oh, my God. But
oh, what does sabanero mean?
I thought it was a hot sauce. I would never.
I thought it was a chile. I just saw like a burrito full of habaneros. Like,
fire. Shit. For Angie, I was Angie walking with it. Spicy as fuck, bro.
Oh my Yo. God.
Damn, shout out the shots.
But what does habanero mean?
Why hasn't no like restaurant remixed that?
I know,
true.
Right?
True. Come get your burrito habaneros. En camino to your house.
Guaranteed to burn your asshole.
What the fuck? Oh, true?
Yeah, what the fuck? A whole burrito full
what
of
habaneros? What does sabanero mean, guys?
Apparently, burrito sabanero means mean donkey from the savannah.
Oh, like probably sabanero means savannah or something.
Oh.
We had it all wrong. We're frauds.
What did you think it meant?
I thought it was sombrero. Like, I thought it was like...
Oh, that's worse than me thinking burrito.
No, canceled. It wasn't. I feel like no one knows what sabanero meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as a kid, I didn't question it.
Well, that's great. Shout out to us.
Shut up, fucking.
We all had it wrong.
We all had it wrong. What other Spanish one was it? Of course, there's Feliz Navidad and then the Belen song. That's it? That's it for Christmas?
I think
what
so.
What do they sing on posadas? They sing one like let me in.
That one?
Get it, Angie.
She's about to hit the high note, G.
Hit it, Angie. Yeah. Hit it. Ooh, Angie, do it.
She has a good church voice.
That one. And then there's the... Peces en el Rio?
Yeah, that's the... He's the happy Jesus is born. Yeah.
The one Vic didn't know?
Yeah, you didn't know it.
No, Vic didn't know.
She doesn't remember.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you were drunk.
That was before I was drunk, guys.
Oh, shit.
Hey, real quick.
Did you black out?
I totally... I don't remember who I got for fucking Secret Santa. By the way, we're not doing Secret Santa on this video. Sorry about that.
We lied.
We all... I forgot who I got. We were all supposed to meet at Santee, but some people were late. And so we just ended up just coming here.
But we are still going to... Maybe not filming.
No, not a
film. But we're going to check it out on our Instagram.
Not by Christmas. So, for Instagram. Maybe we could do it as an Instagram live.
Yeah.
We'll do it as an Instagram live. But it will probably happen even before you see this video.
More than likely.
Well, just check our Instagram page.
Yeah, fact.
Stop being a dickwad, okay, naughty boy? What? You're on the naughty list for that.
I'm on the naughty list?
Yes. For not believing in us.
What?
More than likely, it'll be later.
Oh, no, I mean.
Yeah. We have Jose now.
Nah. Come on, shout out my guy.
Shout out, Jose. He be doing overtime.
Facts. Yeah, he does. Shout out to you, Jose.
Yeah. I'm going to get you a burrito sabanero for Christmas. Yeah.
The real one or the burrito?
Whatever he wants. Whatever he wants.
All right. Let's move on, my little buddies. Okay. Let's not move on yet. So we saw this thing. I didn't even read the article. I'm so sorry. I hope one of you did. Please have read it. That Mario Lopez got saved by a curandero in Mexico.
Curandera.
Curandero or curandera? I don't know.
It was a curandera.
Curanderex.
It was a curandera in Mexico.
It says curandero up there.
Whoa. Maximo's wrong.
Did you read the article?
I did.
Okay, what happened?
So basically, he was like in the hospital, and then he said that his... God, people can't take people seriously. Oh, you guys don't respect me around here. I'm trying to have a conversation.
No, it wasn't that.
It was curanderos. Curanderos. Culeros, güey. Se pasan de verga.
You know, like the beer brand XXXO or whatever in Mexico? It's like, it's only a Mexico brand.
Oh. But don't like it?
The store.
Oxxo.
Oxxo. But is it Oxxo or is it Ojo? Because you know how we... Like Spanish, but do you know how Spanish doesn't use the X? Like Mexico, that's an X, but they say like, so it's
no, but that one's Oxxo.
All right, just saying. Then Latinx means something there. Then
if you guys don't know, Oxxo is like Mexico 7-Eleven.
Yeah, facts.
What if it's Ojo?
Yeah.
No, because the word X in Spanish, like Mexico, it's an X, but we pronounce it.
How?
I'm gonna spit at you if I do the next
one. Holy!
It's like a spit, so yeah.
No, because I was telling, Xochimilco, that's XO. So.
Xochimilco?
Yeah. And it's
but it's not an X sound.
Oh, you know, for you know names like that?
I guess
like the X
saying.
Sound? Oh, X? Oh, okay.
It's two X's.
If it was one X,
it's like the L's, the two L's.
Yeah.
So like Xochimilco, my cousin name's Xochimilco.
Yeah.
And I never knew until I got older that it was spelled with an X.
Yeah.
Mm. Dumbass. I was thought it was Ciclali. It's like a Q in the motherfucker, too.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
For
real. It's our Aztec lineage. We need to, like, learn that more.
All right.
There's a dude on TikTok that does Aztec sounds.
Q-A-T-L-Y.
Say it again.
Ciclali. X-I. Oh, Q... Oh, never mind.
Because I know someone named Jimena, and it's an X.
But oh, for Jimena. Real?
Yeah. Javier is an X, but it's Javier, like Xavier.
Oh, yeah. Javier
Shit.
Is the same name.
Come on, y'all. Damn, fuck with me, dog. It's fuck with me.
Hey, why do you think the Aztecs were like that?
I don't know.
So why were they like that?
Why were we?
And the real session begins, brothers.
Oh.
Anyways, Mario Lopez.
Oh, yeah, what's the story?
So he was, like, in the hospital, I'm guessing, and he's like, I feel like I wasn't feeling too good, mm-hmm. and he said that he basically snuck out the hospital with his dad. I'm pretty sure it was his dad, and they drove to Ensenada to a curandera, and he got fixed.
Wow.
So what did they fix?
Like? Yeah, what did they
do? I don't think he went too into detail about...
What they did?
Yeah, what they did, but I'm pretty sure, like, creo que, like, le limpiaron las bad vibes, las malas vibras, and, like, he definitely went to Mexico like this and walked out like this.
What if a curandera made him look young forever? We need to go to her.
Damn.
Yeah.
Facts. I needed a curandera Saturday. I was going through it. Saturday was a trip.
Well, now that you're there.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I was talking about the whole, well, you know, the whole day.
Oh, yeah. Vic had a long day, you guys, Saturday.
Yeah, facts.
Tell us about it, Victor.
So obviously, Once Upon a Time in LA was Saturday. Mm-hmm. We were all very excited to go.
Super.
I perhaps was a little too excited. Mm-hmm. Did a poor job of planning and coordinating, you know, everything.
It's a learning process.
You know. But yeah, it was just like I had disappointed like 20 people by 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. It was like, it was nuts. Like
it happens sometimes.
It was, yeah, it was like I was late for everything. Yeah. And then my sister had like a gender reveal that I couldn't make it to because I was going to Once Upon a Time in L.A. Then I even got there late and everybody's waiting for me. And then I was late to my barber appointment. Like, it was just like, it was just one of those things. Like, wow.
Nice. And I ate breakfast from 7-Eleven because of Vic. Wow.
And the crazy part was that, like, I didn't go out the night before. And I'm
in
like,
preparation of.
I'm like, yeah, I'm like, I have to be good tomorrow. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to drink. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just sit here and rest. Oh. So I had like all the best intentions, you know? Everything went terribly wrong.
Yeah.
I got in. We meet like them. They were already inside. They took forever to get inside and stuff. Eventually, we all met up. You mm-hmm. know, we had a good time. I mean, right?
Everybody, yeah, no. It was eventually, overall, like I got to experience the whole like being in a cart. That was a dope big first.
Walking is for suckers.
Yeah. Walking is for.
Well, don't get used to it because that was the privilege.
That was fire. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just know that
we had the all-access passes.
What do you want to say, Josh? What do you keep saying?
We took forever.
Who
we took forever? Yeah.
Who?
No, we all did. We took forever.
Yeah.
That's why we didn't get in. Yeah. We took forever.
Stop taking forever, Josh.
No, but yeah, overall, obviously, like, tragedy happened towards the end of the festival, but overall, the experience we got to enjoy, which was like, me, Josh, and Vic got to meet Danny Trejo.
That's awesome.
Me and Letty got to interview Sacron, which was dope. Drummer Boy. Mm-hmm. So we took a picture of RJ.
We saw Snow the Product.
You feel me? She was like in a rush. She had to go on stage. We was barely leaving the Sacron interview, so it was like a little.
Yeah.
It was a quick little like acknowledgement from both sides. Yeah.
Well, so it was a bunch of artists. Inhale.
Inhale.
Baby Stone Gorillaz were in the building.
Yeah. Baby Stone Gorillaz. Letty met OGZ.
Yeah, I never had met OGZ before.
Mm.
We seen
G-Eazy.
G-Eazy was there?
Dude, we seen G-Eazy while me, Vic, and this one like had a bunch of plates of food to go upstairs. Yeah. Bro, he's taller than what expected.
He's really tall.
Yeah.
You guys didn't think he was tall? He looks taller. Like he's going to be tall.
No, but he's like 6'8".
You know why? Well, maybe because he looks small again for next to Meg.
Nah, bro, he's like 6'8", bro. Like. Nah, bro was like 6'8". Like he could have started for the Rockets or something.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, it was dope. We seen like when we were back there, we even talked to like Ron and Jug for a little bit, and we seen like
a lot of King Lil G.
Oh yeah, we talked to King Lil G. And then we even talked to like it's crazy like seeing like a bunch of like the older artists that were on there, mm-hmm. and you don't really remember them, but you know their songs by memory. Mm-hmm. Like Brenton Wood, we probably saw him, but we didn't recognize him right away. Mm. But we all had sang Al Green. We seen Al Green, like the Icy Brothers. That was crazy.
You saw Ice Cube backstage.
Yeah, I was walking into the backstage area at the same time as Ice Cube, and I was just like, "Damn, sick!" I'm like 3 feet away from him, you know.
I remember seeing. Like I think it was Corrupt and Bone Thugs walking together, and I was like,
"Yeah, like it was dope to see like the young and the old and, you know, just get together.
The concept for that festival was so fire. Yeah. I want to say, like, shout out to the homies who, you know, helped put the creative aspect of it together. The branding was everywhere.
Right.
It was dope. Just the concept of having, like, three generations of music
that's really
that
what it was,
we all listened to in one place, all the culture colliding. There was Lowrider exhibit.
Right.
Murals by, you know, local artists and stuff like that. It was a really good concept.
Then we even saw Lil Rob, but we didn't get to
talk. We saw Lil Rob.
But he was with his daughter. Yeah. I mean, with his son and obviously his manager and his girl and stuff. We didn't want to interrupt, but he was just super like Chris stuff.
Yeah.
His shirt wasn't arrugada or nothing.
He could never.
He was.
I when it says like Once Upon a Time in LA, there's like the storybook vibe to it, mm-hmm. like Once Upon a Time. And I think it's because this is the type of festival that like you can only talk about. It's like it feels like what the fuck, this is not real. Mm-hmm. And I think just what happened towards the end with Draco, really, not only is that like a tragedy for Los Angeles, and I remember like we were doing a post for our Brown Bag page and I didn't even know what to write. We were lost for words at what happened. And it was just like, you know, like last night we lost Draco. Last night we lost. All of us lost. Like, even if you may not have been a fan of Draco, I think just being from LA, we lost a lot because it's taking away more than the artist, which is sad in itself, and the man, which is sad in itself. It's going to take away the festivals in LA again. Because I think just like there's a reason why festivals happen in San Bernardino and not Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And I think this was probably like a hopeful attempt mm-hmm. at trying to do it again and trying to bring that energy back to Los Angeles. But I think the energy that LA is in right now, we've talked about it previously. It's just, it feels odd. Like it feels way more heightened than it usually does in LA. Like, and this, I think fucked it up for festivals in the future.
Yeah, mm-hmm. mass gatherings mm-hmm. of people, especially with any type of hip hop, urban music, whatever right. you want to call it. You know, my parents grew up in like the generation prior where there was always, you know, car shows mm-hmm. and that was kind of the thing. And all that had to end. All that got discontinued for many, many years because of things like this.
Yeah, it gets too
there
dangerous.
There was always yeah. danger involved and people getting hurt. And so there was like nothing for many years. Right. And then finally, you know, things started to, you know, kind of lighten up and there started to be more gatherings. And I remember I went to actually to EDC mm-hmm. in LA. The last year was in LA. And the reason there's no more EDC in LA is because of all the chaos that mm-hmm. happened. And, you know, it's like, boom, they took that shit out. Now it's San Bernardino or Vegas.
Right.
You know, you're not going to see like a rave or anything like that in downtown LA. So that was gone. Then it was like, okay, now they're starting to bring back festivals. They would only do them sometimes at, like, the Queen Mary, mm-hmm. you know? And then now it's like, okay, they started to bring them back. They're like, okay, I think LA's ready for this.
Right.
And it seemed like we were for a few years, but, yeah. you know, obviously.
And I think clearly, like, a huge loss, but I think when you're thinking about it like a business, there's going to be lawsuits, rightfully so. But I think that if I'm an insurance company, I'm now, like, it all goes back to the business end of it. If I want to create a festival, a brown bag festival in LA, the insurance company is going to be like, it's in LA? Hell no, already. Or, like, we're going to hike up the prices mm-hmm. because we don't want to end up being part of a lawsuit later or whatever. Like, again, the liability of it, for sure. And, again, we lose. Ultimately, we lose. Whether mm-hmm. you were a fan or not, or whatever opinions you may have over the person, over the festival, over like attendees or over performers, it's going to be we lost in general, like as the public, as citizens of LA. And it's unfortunate. But for like what it brought to us, that energy was great. Like the oh, wow, this is an incredible lineup. Mm-hmm. And we got that. Like, yeah. That's rare.
It did seem like now looking back, it's like, damn, I guess it was too good to be true. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's
because that was some West Coast yeah. LA shit mm-hmm. that was meant for us, for literally yeah. what we listen to, you know, on the daily and what we have in our playlist. But aside from all that, you know, the most tragic thing is, you know, the life lost and Draco, somebody who meant a lot to me personally. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that we were particularly close, but our careers were definitely like intertwined a lot. The rise of me as a music journalist coincided with the rise of him as a rapper, as well as like his Stink team. I got to know them, Ralphie, you know, Ketchy over the years, interviewed them, did their first interview, interviewed Draco earlier this year, was really ecstatic about it finally happening.
She performed at Don't Come to LA.
Yeah, he performed at our Don't Come to LA virtual festival that we're actually planning to put out in a few weeks, but now, you know, that's off the table. I'm not sure what we're going to do with all that footage. We have about an hour or more of an interview mm-hmm. of his that is probably going to be really harrowing to watch now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We also had like an hour-long interview with Ketchy as well.
Damn.
And it's really difficult now, just with everything.
They're both gone.
The last song he Draco performed in that was Long Live the Greatest. Great. You know what I'm saying? Duno's actually a part of it too, performing before. It's a lot. I mean, all that is just fuck it. It's content. Who gives a fuck? Like, right. You know, he was a man. He was a father. You know, one of the torchbearers for LA that we can look up to and say, like, oh, we got Draco. Like, mm-hmm. you guys, Atlanta has this person, mm-hmm. that person. New York has this person. Oh, we got Draco. We got Roddy Ricch. We got, yeah. It's just something to, like, be proud of, you know, that we always had. And he can go bar for bar with any single rapper in the world is how I always felt. And it was a sense of pride of, like, yeah, he's from here. Like, I fuck with him. You know, we have each other's number. We chop it up here and there. It's all love. You know, now he's gone. And it's kind of like, damn, like, it's just so sad. I'm really in a state of, like, disgust with, like, people. And it sounds really harsh, but, like, damn, like, we work so hard in this city to get ahead. And we get to a certain place and, you know, tragedy happens like that.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like, damn, what the fuck am I working so hard for?
You know? Yeah, shit. I don't know. You know, I know there's always, like, this image towards LA about our hoods and our barrios and our streets and our alleys and our... But, you know, there's... I'm correct me if I'm wrong, but I think MERS has a line where he says, like, there's so much beauty, like, in the hood. Like, mm-hmm. there's so much... And it's true, you know, like... And he happened to be one of those, like beauties, like the legacy, the dopeness, yeah. from him. Like I said, whether you like the music or not, he was popping off when I was, like... younger and bullshitting, so his music was dope, like, right. like all the shit from Silly Billy to Mud Walking to his Impatient Freestyle, like, you learn word for word, you have to function singing it, like, I remember, like, I would have Gatorade in two cups for no reason, and it was, and at the moment, I don't think it's because of Draco, but he was, like, he made certain shit cool for kids, yeah. you know what I mean, like, And I was, and I happened to be one of those kids. I obviously he passed away. So, I was reading some of the things people were writing about him, like close friends, how he was like dope and shit. And obviously his age came up and I was like, damn, when he was like, his career was going crazy. I was like turning into like, I guess you could say like a young man, a young adult. Mm-hmm. So I started paying attention more to the certain lyrics and yeah, he was talking when he was talking just like any LA kid. Or any kid that comes from a area of like poverty or like just where a lot of people don't understand, and he was probably one of those artists that you love, but he was also misunderstood by a lot of things just because he was who he was. Like I was telling Vic about this, like his like slumpness rap, like I thought it was cool, like yeah. you know what I mean. I'm usually I like a little, but you guys know that I like yeah. like the mellow rap, so I thought he was always like. Dope and shit, but yeah, I think the loss of him was like a big impact in LA. Like I said, like all the bullshit around it, and I know LA is gonna be in LA, and LA is gonna be what it was, right. and we've all lost like great homies, great people in our lives, brothers, sisters, mom, parents, cousins, whatever. But when you know, you also gotta understand that he was human, and whether he was this big artist idol. You know, he had a song with Drake. A lot of somebody in LA hasn't had that in a while. And I don't want to just put that. That was his only, like, legacy. But it was big. It was dope, you know? Like, I could be talking to the homie from Houston or Texas or Atlanta or New York and be like, well,
yeah,
Drake got a song with this. And then, you know, it's just like, you know, like, so it's like, first and foremost, I want to, like, show respect to and love to the whole Sting team, his brother, his mom, his, you know, I want to... send my love and condolences and my prayers, you know?
Yeah.
Because regardless, everybody's still human. Everybody's still got people that love and care about them and vice versa, you know?
Well, I think, too, like, that's what, like, you mentioned the Drake song. And I think that's what sucks the most because the worst thing is is knowing the potential was there. Mm-hmm. And we know about the Drake, the stimulus package, right? When Drake mm-hmm. jumps on your song, it's actually meant to propel you to mm-hmm. like a bigger audience. So we know what his path is going to be. Like that's kind of like a benchmark for like a younger come up artist. And so he had like all the right things to take him to the best place possible in music. And to see that cut short, that's kind of the sadness that I'm taking from it. I never knew him personally. I never met him personally, but I watched from afar, and I think that's kind of like the like, damn, we could have seen such a great thing come out of this. And again, one thing just about the street shit, I know enough to know that I don't know shit. Like, I'm not someone that's gonna be like, well, he said this and this and that, and here's what this, because I think a lot of us are talking from a citizen's point of view and think we know hood shit, but there's literally a code that's followed by real motherfuckers, and all of that is beyond our knowledge. Similar, like, if you're speaking another language, similar to, like, why people don't know certain shit that goes in your household or within your friend group or within your community group, that's the same shit. And I think that it's a very easy thing to say, like, well, that's the type of stuff he rapped about, but is that the type of stuff, like, he was exposed to, too? Like, all of that has its, like, it's not like someone went out of their way and chose this lifestyle. Or are they just telling you what their lifestyle is like? And kind of that mentality has to come with it. So there's like a give and take. I know enough to know that I don't know shit enough to say this is where this person went wrong and this is what they said about that and the third. My biggest grief is with people that comment like, well, he did it to himself. Well, look at the shit that he was saying and things like that. Like, we do a lot of shit to ourselves all the time. If you're texting and driving, do you deserve to fucking die? Like, no. Like, there's literally things that we make irresponsible choices all the time, and you're not really thinking of, like, the full-on negative effects about that. Of course, you can go back and retrospect and say, this is what's going on. But we also have to think that maybe that's something that has already been accepted in that lifestyle, and that's the saddest part. That they have to accept that this is something that's going to come from them, the experience of life that they have. So I just think more so, like, what ticks me off sometimes is when people have so much to say about this LA shit. Even if you're from here, even if you're here, you don't know what really goes on in some LA shit. Like, and again, I just know enough to know that I don't know shit. And that's why these fools are quiet too, because we all know that we do not know as much as literally even on the surface. If we know, we don't really get it. We're not supposed to. It works because we don't know. And if I could just say, like, just be more, like, take a step back before you make some sort of commentary that's negative, about that type of deal. Unless you live that life, why are you talking on that life? And a lot of us, like, there's this quote I love, and I've said it since high school. Those who know don't talk, and those that talk don't know. And I always look at that when I'm hearing people like get all crazy with their mouth. It's like, oh, it's because you don't know. That's why you're talking like that. And the people that are quiet, those are the ones that really know, because they wouldn't speak if they really knew their shit.
Nah, that's true.
And I had to touch on that because I know we're just going to get the slew of comments like, why are you saying RIP or shit like that? And it's like, no, because it's a life lost at the end of the day.
Yeah, like, regardless. Like, we didn't have no beef with him, so, like, we could show our, you know what I mean? Like, we fuck with his music, and he was a dope person every time. You know what I mean? Like,
And what's going to suck as rap fans is, like I'll put the Young Dolph situation in perspective. Like, Young Dolph, and damn, his name is losing me, but we talked about him earlier.
Black Youngster.
My fucking nose is going to sneeze. Okay, it's going to come pause. Black Youngster and Young Dolph, like, they were ops in real life, right? But I could be a fan of them both. And saying RIP to one does not mean, like, hating the other or, like, the other way around, right? So we just got to realize that some shit is really between people and some shit has nothing to do with us.
No, I think...
As public as they are. They're famous, so we can talk as much as that's possible.
No, and low-key, I love that about, like, obviously, like, not like that, but I think out of all three of us, I've probably been more into the fucking ocean than... Like, you know, and I like how you're like, okay, that's like I'm, you respect looking at it from the outside to the inside. And that's like something I admire from all three of us. Like, even though, I bullshit and been in certain situations, like that wasn't my situation. Yeah. So like, you know what I mean? All I could do is support and
I fuck with his music. I fucked with Bro every time I met him, and yeah. You know, R.I.P. to Bro. You feel me? Like, yeah. Like you know, I sent all my condolences to his team. Whatever was going on in that situation, yeah. That's their situation. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, has nothing. And I get it. The fans are gonna want to question things and all that, but it's kind of like I'm pretty sure a lot of our fans, especially it's I've seen that we have a lot of like fans that are or were part of the street life and like. In the bullshit, and I like how you guys like fuck with us because you guys understand that it's like everything has its own world, mm-hmm. And you know when I'm in my own world, Letty doesn't have to be in my world with me.
Yeah.
And if I choose to talk about what I've been through and what I go through with Letty, then I'ma do that. But right. Letty isn't there. Like, well, I'ma be with you. You know what yeah. I mean? And that's why you just said it a perfect example. So it's because everybody has their own world in their individual space and. You guys knew him for the music and stuff, but he was in his own world, yeah. And you gotta respect and, you know what I mean, and respect that. So, but overall, we the Brownback team, we send our condolences and
yeah,
condolences you know and
to Ralphie, to his whole family,
to his team. Taining. The whatever situation happened there had nothing to do with us. That's their world. This is our world and. And we all have our individual world. Everybody in this team has an individual. Every personality has their individual world. So, you know, we were all raised with enough knowledge to be like, if none of our business, none of our business. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we did. We are paying respect to him, his legacy, his music, and to yeah. his family, friends, and, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we wish him the best in the future. And,
yeah.
And our love, too.
Long live Draco.
Thanks.
I'm not going to lie. Think we need to take a shot for Draco.
Yeah.
We take a shot for Draco.
Yeah, for
facts.
Sure.
We have nasty ass tequila, but fuck
yeah,
it.
Yeah, should be lean, honestly.
Facts.
No, it should not be lean. That is illegal activity. Drinking tequila is not illegal. Allegedly. Is it illegal?
I think no.
Depends.
It's just unsafe. It's just reckless.
They have a cough.
Yeah, if you have a cough, it's not legal.
We have COVID.
What? Don't say that.
That's a cough, though, no?
It's a lot more than that.
Yeah,
don't give me that one, please. Don't give me
which
that
one?
Give me that one.
Which yeah, one and which one? One?
Give okay. Letty that one, because Letty's probably closest to her mom, and that's...
Yeah, fuck it. I was talking to my mom about this bottle. Tres generaciones. You don't know me, but what the fuck, dog? Like, I get it. So before, I'm like, Mom, they changed the bottle. Like, it didn't look like this. So she's like, yeah, before it was the son, the dad, and the grandpa. I'm like, they should have kept that.
Yeah.
What is this?
I don't know.
They just got painted one like this.
This is the
I'll take it off the bottle.
Marketing.
Yeah, yeah. Superame.
Shut the fuck up. We're going to get in trouble.
I'm sorry.
Gosh.
I forgot his AirPods. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. We didn't. You know what? One thing I always love to like quote about Draco is when he said, "I'm a sore winner. When I win, I take the scoreboard with me." That's like so fucking cool. That's like a motto of mine, damn near. Obviously.
I don't understand.
Your husband's a sore winner.
You don't know what a
he
sore winner is?
He won and rubbed it in my face every day I see him.
Yeah, like that energy of just like.
I want you guys to know, Jorge sees me after this basketball game, and it's been like 3 months, and he goes like. Remember the basketball court? I'm not even mocking when I see
okay,
him more.
Okay, but let's talk about this. If you had won.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So. I mean, that's what I'm saying. That sore winner energy. I like that shit. All right,
taking a shot.
To Draco.
Draco. Cheers.
And to LA as well. Yeah. Careful, you guys. Stay safe. Stay dangerous. And stay beautiful.
Ya no quiero.
Well, that was better than that.
That was not better.
I'm not complaining.
Take these back.
Wait, was that a rap?
No.
Oh. Stay safe. Stay dangerous.
No, I'm
we out in LA.
How can you stay safe and dangerous at the same time? I don't know what it's doing.
Do you want to talk about interviewing Shakira?
Yeah, let's talk about that. You're probably going to see it one day soon.
Are you good?
That's so
you're
bad.
Like, ooh.
I feel like your meter is at the third one already.
You're in the third meter right now? Hey, that was
I
a good edit.
I do not want Porsche to come out.
Hey, do you like, how does the creative shit come to mind? You're just
weed.
You know what I thought was the most creative part? The fucking background music you used.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible.
It's not from TikTok.
No, come on, Jose.
Oh, yeah. See? When I upload it tonight, you know it's going to be busting.
Yeah.
But it's not from a TikTok.
The song is popping on TikTok right now. Okay. Jeopardy.
But if it, it's not Jeopardy. What the fuck? What's the song? Compton Juan.
Oh my god.
Summer Madness.
Sorry.
Jeopardy?
I remember.
Tell me you're born in 2000 without telling me you're born in
2000. Tell me you don't know good music without telling me you don't know good music.
Watch out, fool. We got 2000 babies.
Oh, yeah, you're right. My bad. No, but you know what summertime is. By Will Smith?
No, it's not summertime.
See, even you don't know.
Oh, wait, no, wait.
The
Oh, no, that was Ice Cube. Ice Cube. I don't even want to talk to you. That was Ice Cube, right?
All right, relax. Born in the 70s?
I was. 78.
By the way, you guys, I love talking to Ron. When it's just us two, he just be like, yeah.
Ron, you have to come. No one knows how you look. Can you please come over here?
Do you want them to know how you look? Yeah. Yes. And you guys just know Ron dresses young.
For the mature brown bag baddies. Yeah.
Las cuarentonas.
BBL's preferred.
One child limit.
When you come to Ron's house, there will be candles on in 1942.
Hey, no. But look, Ron has some dogs. And if they in your front yard, just know upstairs he go hard.
Fuck your life.
Bing bong.
I got two little French bulldogs. You know what I'm saying?
They in your front yard.
Tell him. Use the microphone, Ron.
As a person that's been in the industry for a long time, that's such an industry-like.
Yeah, okay. I'm so sorry.
What I like about Ron, and I hope you guys can hear me on the microphone, on the camera. When people talk about hip-hop, they always talk about, like, the Latino representation. A lot of it is behind the scenes, like, and that was Ron. Ron, how did your start, like, in marketing? Was it marketing? Was it PR?
I started as an intern.
But, like,
For Forest Movement. Yeah. But, yeah, doing, like, branding and marketing stuff for them.
Wow, for FM?
Yeah, and then it led to, like, you working with Snoop, and, like, that's how I met you.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really cool because it's, like, behind, like, Jorge, for example, behind the scenes with Nipsey.
Mm-hmm.
Ron was behind the scenes with Snoop.
Snoop,
God. Zoom? All right, real quick, guys. Letty has arrived.
Yeah.
But I just want you guys to know that we didn't invite her. She came on her own. She came to the kind of song by herself.
Yeah.
She's the one that comes and you're like, oh, here she comes.
Forshot Letty.
Oh, really?
No, I actually love Forshot Letty.
Forshot Letty, not regular Letty.
I'm shutting this shit down right now.
She's starting to come out.
Oh, shit. All
right.
You forgot to say bitch.
Say bitch real quick on the camera.
No.
Hey, real quick, Ron.
Don't tell me what to do, bitch.
Hey, Ron, can we get a list of artists that you've worked with, if you don't mind telling us?
That I've worked with directly?
Directly, yes.
So I work with Forest Movement, I work with Riff Raff, Snoop, and then most recently, the artist out of Mexico, Alemán.
Nice.
Psycho Realm talked to us about
him. Psycho Realm, really good friends of mine.
Fool, you're a legend. Yeah.
And he's single, ladies, Aaron.
And he has two dogs.
His
brim is pink.
His hat costs $500.
And just know, Ron can get you into concerts.
Oh, yeah, facts.
I can't
facial recognition.
Guess who's back?
Party's here.
Forshot Letty.
What the fuck were you saying about? I'm not invited to the garden.
No, you're for sure invited.
Forshot Letty, he meant. Not like the actual Letty, but the Forshot Letty.
That's because like I love both Letties.
Like,
but Forshot Letty, I don't have to like be on her more. Like, oh, she's going alone with those girls real quick. She might something crazy. So I'm going to have to like sneak up behind you and like make sure you don't say no way out of pocket. Because obviously, if you get down, I got to squabble to you.
Yeah.
But like, you don't have that homie that you love being around, but you can't leave him alone with somebody.
Josh.
Yeah.
Josh. At the Dodger game, we're about to squabble some man. But it was
like, he's like, no, guys, I'll stay. No, what the fuck you mean you're gonna stay?
Yeah, you're not gonna leave at Dodger Stadium.
And just know that the guy was mad because they were in the wrong seat. Like Josh was like, and then Josh.
What?
And then
at the Dodger game,
it was like the wrong seat, right? Josh was leaning about the wrong seat. And he was mad over the, Josh didn't even know the hot dog was there, it was mine. So, and then Josh was like, oh yeah, I'll move it. And he's like, okay, I kept telling Josh, hey, screw over, fool, because he's gonna get mad. And the guy just kept looking up, and I'm like, Josh, move your jacket, he's gonna get mad, Josh. Like, instigating, I'm like, fuck it, we're gonna whoop his ass for being.
With his kids there, that's
not. No, were the kids there?
Yes.
Teach them a lesson too. To not get out of line, or else your daddy gets whooped.
I love when Duno's cheeks get pink.
I shout out the Dodger game, by the way. Then I'm lucky drunk with.
I want the Dodgers to come back.
We don't always get drunk.
Is there a baseball lockout right now? There is.
I think so.
There's a baseball lockout.
Oh, Okay, yeah. One more topic, and then we're going to do CNR, and then we're leaving, okay?
I want to take a nap.
Here's the next topic. Did you know that your dental health is...
Combined with your mental health. There's an advertisement. Dental
health is related to your mental health. So there's a study that says if you have, like, dental issues, then you're 40% more likely to have depression and anxiety. So all this time, I thought I was depressed because of COVID and the seasons, when it's because I actually needed a root canal and I have fucking cavities.
So you're telling me...
Because I stay away from the dentist.
So you're telling me...
I had a bad dentist experience when I was little, and now the dentist gives me anxiety. But I know I need shit. Like, sometimes I'll be eating candy and that shit will start hurting and I'm like, fuck, I have a cavity.
Chew on the other side.
I do, yeah, chew on the other side. Nice. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, no, but
I like the dentist.
I hate the dentist.
I like when the girls stick their fingers in my mouth.
So you like the dental assistant?
Oh, yeah, them. Yeah. Dental assistant.
This is like a super freaky early morning.
What do you... my appointments are usually like at 10. Oh, okay. Yeah,
real quick, morning. Do you guys lie to your kids? Like, Disneyland, boom, dental.
No.
Dental appointment?
Did they do that to you?
No, they couldn't afford Disneyland. I knew they weren't going there.
Hey, swap meet. No, it's a dentist.
I'm a chill. Relax. You guys need to leave Letty alone.
Thank you.
She doesn't bully me.
Yeah, she a little bit. Joke.
He bullies me.
You know what? I'm off camera. It was the funniest thing ever. Letty was like, I don't know. I'm not mean. I don't call you that fuck.
He has friends that actually talk shit to him, say he's ugly, say he's fat, say all of this. I do not do any of that. True or not true?
True, but this is what I tell my homies, like, fool. Verbo mata carita.
What?
Verbo mata carita. Your mouthpiece overrules your face. Like, verbo, yeah, but okay,
You have a cute face.
I know this. Yeah. Out of all my homies, I have the best taste. Always date the prettiest girls. I have the best tasting girls. Thank you. I appreciate that. You have a cute face as well.
Thank you.
Very beautiful face. Vic, you have a cute face as well.
Thank you. My boy.
And Vic, you know you're like one of my teachers?
What? Yeah. He got bitches or what?
Yeah, all the girls were in love with him in high school.
I understand.
So here's a question for the guys in the room, since you guys want to talk about dental and mental health, which I thought was crazy related. Because then, like, does that mean Aidens are going to grow up with depression? That's a good question. Aidens, like Silvertooth kids?
Oh, yeah. They grow up.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So just if you have, if you're feeling anxious or a little bit depressed, go to the dentist. Maybe that might help out with your...
Yeah, get a cleaning.
Do you guys think that parents create depression since they bribe their kids with candy, and the kids eat candy, they get cavities, and boom, depression. Boom.
And their sugar rises.
Damn.
To their hemoglobin and stuff.
That's blood.
So you guys are depression
enablers.
And I didn't know the word, but yes, that was.
You know, my son doesn't like candy or chocolate.
Shout out to your son.
I don't know why.
I like when Orito was here. Get all the candy you could get.
Yeah. Shut him up. Okay. Well, now that we're talking shit about my parenting, let's
move on. Yeah. Great parent, by the way.
Facts.
How are you guys for Christmas with your booze? Like, what's going on there? Are we getting a girl present?
I think I'm going to get a present.
Princesa number 2, princesa number 1.
So you're talking to Vic, right?
Yep.
Mine won't be in town, so.
Why not?
Are you going to mail
trips? Yeah.
They.
No, I like. She took a trip. She took a trip. I'm sorry. She took a trip, like, out of town, so.
Is this the
Can we
one?
Get an update on Jail Bay, even if she's not Bay anymore. Like what?
Jail Bay.
Yeah.
How's
she doing?
That's like the homegirl, you know.
Love it.
Cool. We haven't seen each other. We're just rock solid, you know.
Fucking, are you gonna put money in her books for Christmas?
No, she's out. She's on the streets. Yeah.
Well, in case for the future.
On layaway.
No, she's cool. We'll randomly like laugh at each other's stories or something. Nothing serious. It's just. I feel like we're at different points in life.
Right.
We haven't even tried anything like that. Like, no dating or nothing.
Yeah. That's crazy.
What about you?
I think I'm going to get a gift.
What?
You're going to get a gift or you're going to give a gift?
I'm both, I hope. But yeah, no, I'm going to give a gift.
How much are you planning on spending?
Right. Because is this a new relationship? Or is this a new whatever-ship?
This a new issue?
Issue?
No, but yeah, it's
What?
I think it's a well-deserved gift. I mean.
Okay, I like that. I like that. That's good.
Like, it's not a house, but.
Yeah, no, no, no. But it started this year, right?
So it started this year.
If it starts this year, do you get them something big? Do you get them something? She expects, like, a fucking Louboutins, or should she expect, like, fucking a gift card?
I didn't give my mom a Louboutin.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't think your mom would wear.
Yeah, my mom's like, yeah. My mom's like Doc Martens or something. Yeah. Like. But I, at this point, I don't know what to get my mom sometimes. So I just get her, like, I'll give her money and you go, yeah. Like. But I think for the situation, mm-hmm. probably like a pair of shoes.
Nice.
You know, maybe put her on something she's not usually wearing.
Wow. So would you get her a pair of shoes that match your pair of shoes? Because low key, as a girl, I like that. Mm. I think it's cool, like, having his and hers. Like, it's like, damn, I know how much he likes his shoes. So for him to get me the same pair of shoes, yeah. It's like, oh shit, like, he really fucks with me.
We dress totally different. Oh. I'm like a little hood baby. She's like from the whole other side of the world. Mm-hmm. And then so it's like my swag is totally different than her swag. Like,
oh, it's like Princess Jasmine, like a whole new world.
I've never watched.
You never watched Aladdin?
I see what you did there.
Yeah,
I
see what you did there.
Oh, you're good. Shut up.
That was really good.
That went over everybody's head.
No, I caught it.
Jasmine. Yeah. How do you say Jasmine in Spanish? Is Jasmine? Jasmine?
Yeah.
Okay. Nah, but yeah. Probably a pair of shoes.
Nice.
But is it a pair of shoes you like or she likes?
No, I'm putting on to something new.
How do you get her size? You just like roll over?
You ask, like, hey, I'm going to get you. I'm not going to be like, oh, I mean, what do we do? Break into her house and look for her shoes?
Because honestly,
do I have to wait till she takes off her shoes?
Yeah. I've been a terrible gift giver. Like, I'll give a girl something that.
Man, you give her the deals for Bath & Body Wash?
No.
I've
like,
done that before.
No, like, fuck one time, like. Like, a long time ago, my son's mom...
So, if you get that, do not be happy.
No, like, a long time ago, my son's mom, I bought her, like, some, like, streetwear kind of, like...
For
like,
girls
like
or for
shirt. Like, it was, like, for girls, but, like, it wasn't, like, her swag. And I was just like, oh, I thought it was cool. Like, yeah. But I was really shopping for me, for and yourself. I seen that. And I was just like, oh, I'll get it for you. And then, like, months later, she was like, yo, that was the worst gift I've ever got in my life. And I was just like, yeah. I was like, I'm not good at this, like...
Do you still give, Your mom's, for your son's mom gifts, even though y'all not together?
No.
Why you say it like that? He said it like.
Do you go with your son to get a gift?
You don't understand that voice. Yeah, like, what do you want to talk to her?
No, it wasn't that. I'm just like, no.
Shout out Lil Vic's mom.
I don't do that. Yeah. No, yeah, shout out her.
We fuck with you.
I will get you a gift.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
My first Christmas with Jorge, he got me a coffee maker. Okay. And I was like, what the fuck?
I thought you were gonna be happy about that. That went left.
You don't know how to make coffee? What?
You don't like coffee?
But I still have it to this day.
Okay, it's good.
Do you guys use it?
I use it every day. I use it all the time.
That's good. Practical
gift. But still, it's like you expect like but I get it. Like,
what did you expect?
Rolex?
No, I don't. Didn't respect the Rolex. Didn't expect that. I'm not that person. Like, yeah. I don't like the flashy stuff. He likes the flashy stuff.
What'd you get him?
I got him
a chain.
No, so I'm more thoughtful. So we had went to a movie.
The tequila came back.
We had went to a movie and it looked like one big. It was like made by Tom Ford. It was weird. It was like a Tom Ford is a brand, and he's like, this whole movie looked like a Tom Ford commercial. So I bought him Tom Ford sunglasses. Like, it tied into our relationship. And then we kept laughing at a vine or like a video of a little kid getting. Yeah, it was. We've been together forever. Okay. Of a little kid opening an avocado and being so happy that he got an avocado. He's like, I got an avocado. So I got him an avocado. Like, I'm more like,
that's
like
awesome.
Jokey. Especially, yeah. We started dating in the end of November. And so December was like not even a month.
Yeah.
So I just chose to be thoughtful.
How long
and
were you
Tom
guys
Ford
talking?
Is expensive.
How long were you guys talking before the?
A day or 2 days or it's fine. It's fine. We're Mexican. It's fine.
Also, love at first sight.
Sure.
Avocado.
I had known him for years. I have known him since like 2012, but we got together like a couple days after our friend was like, "Hey, you guys should talk."
Mm. Did you guys use avocado together? Or he used it separately. Not with another girl by himself.
Did you guys eat the avocado?
I don't know what he did with the avocado, but it was just a funny, like, yeah. little...
Avocado toast. Saved, like, $10.
So I just thought that was cute. I, like, played off that, especially if we were so new.
Yeah.
Like, let me be jokey with you.
That's dope.
But yeah.
I fuck with that.
Yeah.
The only good gift I ever got somebody, it wasn't for Christmas, it was for their birthday.
I got them like Versace earrings.
Damn.
But only because it had big V's on it. Oh, like, hilarious. And it was pretty funny.
Well, it was full of himself.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
I'm the toxica. Let them know. Let them ask. What's the V for?
Exactly. Yeah.
That's, see? It was pretty clever. Fuck y'all. Y'all are toxic as shit.
I'm getting pissed. She just forgot a Versace earrings that represented him.
You're getting her pair of shoes?
Pair of shoes.
Pairs of shoes.
A pair of shoes.
Okay. What shoes are you getting her?
Supposed to be a surprise.
Maybe. Get her big D earrings, like just big D right here.
Give her big D.
Oh, no. I meant like the letter D.
So someone else.
All right. He used avocado for another girl. This conversation always gets so awkward. When Lindy wants to have her sex jokes. He's like older sister.
But I'm not. Stop treating me like that. Treat me like a younger sister.
I don't have one, so I wouldn't know.
All right, well, CNR, all before right. We leave. Carnes al Nino Rival, Christmas movie edition. The Grinch, Home Alone, and Elf. Carne Asada, Nino Rival, go.
Home Alone, Nino, The Grinch, Carne Asada, Elf Rival.
What? The Elf is like the best movie ever made known to man. And elves. Did you watch it?
Yes.
You didn't like it? You think it was, didn't think it was funny?
It was cool, but I prefer The Grinch.
Wow. Shaking my head. SMH.
The Grinch is like super cool. Like, yeah. Like, he just a bunch of cool shit. Like,
you're
I like
an
I
actor,
like,
right?
Like,
you're an actor, right?
Facts.
I tell a piece of Home Alone. I doubt a piece of Elf.
I don't know. You have to give me like a small chair and let me sit on it. Like,
you're like, doing like that. When
relax, Elf.
Fuck it. I own it.
I like when he was in the shower. That shit is funny as fuck.
No, I think they're all great movies. I just prefer. I like the whole Grinch thing. I like how it became like a super like now like somebody could call you the Grinch if you're mad. It just like.
Right.
Longevity for that movie is amazing.
Got it.
Facts.
Pick.
Grinch will definitely be Nino. Grew up on that movie. Still.
You grew up on The Grinch?
Yeah. Damn. Okay. Yeah, like, it's my sister's favorite movie of all time, my sister Brianna. Her gender reveal was Grinch themed.
Wow.
It was like, it's serious. Like, she knows every single line in that movie. From beginning to end.
No the joke. One with old dude, with Ace Ventura.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
With Ace Ventura.
Don't
disrespect him. Ace Ventura is an incredible character.
I mean, yeah, but like
Jim Carrey's the one that really.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I would say Elf is Carne Asada.
Thank you.
Because I like to watch it. But
Elf is that's great. Disrespectful. Elf is incredible.
Yeah, I like to watch it.
Bro, you disrespected Home Alone though.
I love Home Alone, but it's like.
Say it, Vic. Say it, Vic. Do it, Vic. Say it, Vic.
Say some stupid shit. Do it, like Vic. A bro.
No, okay, look.
You're fucking poor. You're never going to know what being home alone is like in his house. Like, we're never going to know his life.
Look, my problem with Home Alone.
Oh, he said it. Oh, yeah. I thought you just excuse me.
No, we're fucking poor.
He lived in a household with like 30 people.
Yeah. No, but each had a room. Not like in one room like us.
For they spread the rent. All
right. My main problem with Home Alone, although it was a good movie, it was entertaining and
funny
stuff.
Funny movie. So funny.
There's no Mexicans in it at all. So
Vic, you and these no Mexicans. Someone's gonna
there's
come
no
out
Mexicans in Home Alone
or Grinch.
One of those fools.
But that was not
Mexican.
Or
Elf.
There was Mexicans.
There was Mexicans in Elf.
Okay, yeah. There was no Mexican
in the mailroom.
In the mailroom, yeah. Sadly,
see,
but the Grinch was like a whole different universe. They lived in a snowflake, bro.
They were.
They
could have been Mexicans there.
They were
Mexicans.
Who's?
Don't live in
they
snowflakes.
Were who's?
Yeah, it's
wait,
a whole different.
They could have been Guinness.
Wait, the Grinch was made by Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, there's just like, how are you gonna? What do you mean? Like Mexican people leave their kids home alone all the time.
One of the robbers is probably like half Mexican, so.
Nah, it was just like, come on, it just wasn't realistic.
Joe Pesci, the Italian. Yeah, Joe
Pesci. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was cool. It was a cool movie. Like I enjoy it and stuff like that. But I don't enjoy it as much as I do the other movies.
Maybe as a bad kid, I enjoyed it. How creative he was to injure them.
It's the best Christmas movie of all time.
Bro, what?
Okay, but you're 89, so thanks. You know.
The fact that you think Elf
and they still play it every day on TBS.
The fact that you think Elf is better than got so rad. That's so weird. Okay, go ahead.
So Elf is the best movie of all time.
Oh my god.
Will Ferrell's awesome though.
Will Ferrell is
he's amazing. Step Brothers
is my favorite movie ever. I could watch Elf over and over and over again. Cause it's all in my head. Keep thinking about it over and over again. No? He does not know it.
He said that's a banger.
Josh, you know it? Yeah. Who is it?
Nelly.
Yeah.
It's Tim McGraw.
Yes. I love it. Oh, Angie, you know this song, right? Yeah. Okay, so but I'm gonna do I feel like
Elf's your Nino?
I haven't said what Elf is. Oh. I just said I love Elf, it's the greatest movie of all time. Grinch is definitely not my Nino. Grinch is probably my rival. This fool is an op already. Like, he's the rival. Like, he's the bad person. He's a bad anything. Like, Grinch is the Grinch. You don't want to be the Grinch.
Mm-mm. The people turned him that way.
True. The people turned me how I am, and you guys still made me the enemy. You don't care.
La Grinch.
Yeah.
No?
Te voy a matar, wey.
I'm alive, but I'm dead.
I'm alive, but I'm dead. Okay, yeah, Grinch is the op, because clearly, right? Okay, Home Alone and Elf. Yeah, Home Alone's going carne asada vibes because I will only watch Home Alone because Jorge loves it so much. I think it's a guy kids movie. Like, you know how you said there's no Mexicans? The girls were like not there.
Very ancillary like, characters, yeah.
It was about a little dude's coming of age story, like getting back bad guys. It's low-key like Dennis the Menace. Mm-hmm. What, Maximo? Dennis the Menace is right there. It was just Dennis the Menace during Christmas. Like, literally, that's a good point.
No, he was left. Dennis was bad the whole time.
If I'm left, I'm sitting in the room crying. I'm not creating all these crazy contraptions to.
He had to survive.
Yeah. I'm with Maximo.
Elf is Nino because Elf is just a good time. Elf just makes you happy. This fool sings. This mm-hmm. fool is like nothing in the world, even the bad shit in the world, can't faze him.
Yeah.
Like, he got run over by a fucking taxi and was hilarious about it. Like, the yellow ones don't stop. Like, that shit was so funny. I also saw Elf with my dad, which is one of the very few movies he saw in a movie theater. So, I love Elf.
I just love how he's like, you're not Santa.
Yeah. You sit on a throne of ice. So fucking hilarious.
I love
it's
that
It's an
so
incredible
much.
Movie because he committed.
Yeah.
He committed to the character that's so oblivious to human nature.
Yeah.
And is just thinking like an
he's
elf.
He's a fucking legend. We're not discrediting the artist that's in the movie.
Yeah. Will Ferrell is number one. He is my Nino.
Step Brothers.
And yes, duh, I have these elf ears for a reason.
Because he's your Nino.
Are elves Duendes?
Oh, I thought she was just from Lord of the Rings.
Oh. Ron? Don't get me started.
Okay. I still think, even though but the people turned the Grinch.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be the Grinch.
Okay, I get it, but he still was the Grinch.
But at the end, he showed he had a heart of gold. Mm-hmm. He taught everybody.
Yeah, I just think I never really watched The Grinch like that. I would rather watch Nightmare Before Christmas than watch The Grinch. And that's like a low-key half Halloween movie. Half
Christmas.
Salvi movie.
All right, well.
That's it.
That's crazy.
Happy Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Clima.
And to the grandmas that are probably watching, pas abuelitas que no entienden lo que estamos diciendo, Feliz Navidad, Doña.
What are your Christmas plans?
With the family and the homies.
Kick it at my pop's crib, and then the 24th, and then the 25th. I don't know. I'll probably go visit my grandma.
Yeah. We're probably going to go to Jorge's family's house because my sister's in, like, I think she's going to go to Big Bear. Shout out to her. Mm. But, yeah. What is everyone else's plans? How's everyone else doing?
You guys celebrate the 24th, 25th?
24th. It has to be 24th.
Mm-hmm. Feliz Navidad. Jose, you ready? Do a clip like this of just a snow.
Snow doesn't go like that.
Okay.
That's a rainbow.
That's a rain, I think. Okay. Yeah.
If you want to send us a Christmas present, our P.O. box, we'll put it in the link
3109 in the bio. Hollywood, California.
If you want to send us a Christmas
90078.
Present.
90078.
Yeah.
Facts.
We'll be back next week for our New Year's Eve episode.
New Year's.
We'll be dressed all flashy, so make sure you dress flashy too.
I'm not going to do it.
I'm not dressing up. I'm over it.
I don't trust you guys. Like you said.
I came festive.
That's why I didn't. Because
he came festive.
Because last time we all agreed to do something.
So then this time we did it and you didn't. So next time let's all do it.
Pinky swear?
Pinky swear.
Don't fuck with me, dog.
I looked crazy last time.
Don't bother looking.
That's as pretty as Duno.
Hey, hey, hey. I'm gonna come in sweats next week.
All right, I'm gonna come ready for the club.
Because I really want to wear my dress. I don't want to be the only one.
Can I come in jeans and a nice tee?
I'm gonna wear an open shirt.
What would you wear on New Year's Eve? Come on.
I'll wear a top
hat. Let's start off the New Year strong. Jeez, I have this really nice gold dress. It's like to the floor. It's beautiful.
Oh, so you're coming for like a ball.
Oh, can we get those stupid glasses that say like 2022? I'll wear them all episode. I don't care.
Let's do that shit.
I like that.
Okay.
I'm with it.
Episode 27.
Feliz Navidad, you guys.
RP Draco.
Peace up, A-Town down.
Peace.
Is that a thing?